So coming into a posture that's really a pleasure to land in. See if you can find this feedback with the body, where we bring ourselves into a posture for stillness. Maybe that's sitting on the floor, cushion, bench, chair, other kind of support. Maybe lying down, standing up. We come into a posture that is not just comfortable. Maybe comfortable isn't the right thing to look for, but that there's a kind of relief as we land in it, a sort of inner as if we've been moving around all day and finally it's time to land. Meditation can really feel like this. Maybe this is the first time you've intentionally stopped all day. We find a posture, a position of the body for stopping. As the more gross or outer physical movements settle, the subtler autonomic movements come into the foreground. You might notice your breathing or other movement happening, maybe the little sway in the spine, the different waves of energy that pulse in the body. And for many folks, the most prominent of these is the breath coming in and going out. And begin with just the awareness of when the breath is coming in and when it's going out. If the mind is busy or if it feels good, to use the mind as a word anchor. You can think the word in or breathing in as the breath comes in, and out or breathing out as the breath goes out. From this foundation of mindfulness of breathing, the first two steps to cultivate, breathing in long, one knows I'm breathing in long, breathing out long, one knows I'm breathing out long. So you can breathe in long and out long. And the knowing of this is just that faint obvious consciousness that knows, right, that's not distracted. It's just a bare minimum of non-distraction, such that you notice that the breath is longer. Knowing the long breath in and the long breath out. If you're sleepy, deepen the breath a little more. If you're restless, deepen the breath and slow it down. Focus on the out breath. And sometimes that can help to settle. But whatever the tone in the mind, feeling the breath fully through its whole cycle helps. The instruction to know the long breaths is followed by the instruction to know the short breaths. So if you've still been lengthening the breath, you might relax that now, or whenever you want. And for the short breaths, I like to just let go of pushing and pulling on the breath in any way. Really relax the belly and the chest and the throat. And let the breath be completely unforced. And often that means it's gentler or shallower breath. And when the breath is short, knowing the breath is short. Sometimes the breath is long, sometimes it's short, just by itself. So there's the knowing of that. And then the third instruction is to feel the whole body. So part of the attention stays anchored with the knowing of the breath. But mostly we shift our attention to the sense of the whole body. As you hold the sense of the body and its posture, all the limbs, the skin, the full field of the body in and out, let that mix with the knowing of the breaths. You can begin to knead into the sensed body, the sense of the body breathing. Often when we have a sense of the whole body, any flicker of distraction in the mind can be a condition for the sense of the whole body to deflate or shrink a bit. Like habitually, we just drop back to feeling the breath in the belly or the chest or the nose. Though it takes some work to keep, maybe on every in-breath, to keep stretching out the sense of holding the whole body in awareness. And then to keep that sense of the whole body through the out-breath. after the connection with the whole body, or adding on to that. The fourth step is to relax or calm the body. So there's the sense of breathing, of knowing long and short, of breathing with the whole body, and then calming the whole body. This can feel good to do as a simple kind of body scan, dropping your attention down from the crown of the head through the head, neck, shoulders, arms and hands, chest and belly, pelvis, legs, ankles and feet. And you can do it quickly like that, or more slowly. Or just hold the sense of the whole body breathing and let the whole thing soften all at once. From awareness of breath to long breaths and short breaths, and knowing them when they arise. The meditation turns to knowing the whole body and relaxing the whole body. And if you've followed along with that sequence so far, do a gentle scan or sensing of the body. And just notice how you feel. And going forward from here, the instructions turn toward inviting the pleasurable bodily and emotional energies of joy and gladness. Joy, sometimes called rapture, piti, and gladness, happiness. To find this, depends on the sense of the breath being relatively easeful, the whole body being something you can connect with, and calming to have some effect. It's easier to find the pleasure if all of those first steps have matured somewhat. But you feel for it. Right? When you set down a distraction, look for pleasure in the open space, in the heart, in the mind. How do we invite rapture and joy? Set aside a thought, come to the body, feel the whole body and relax the body. And then feel for it. Sometimes it's really subtle. The pleasure of being still. the beauty of silence. A little vibration of energy as the breath spreads through the body. Connect with whatever feels really good here. And if nothing feels really good, settle for whatever is the best in this moment. A little calm, a little brightness goes a very long way. Tuning into gladness. Sometimes feels like catching a scent from a garden on a busy street in the middle of the city. There can be so much going on, but your attention can tune into this most delicate experience. Anytime you want to feel a quality more, like calm or joy, you can just say it quietly in the mind a few times. And then listen for how the body, the heart responds. Joy. So as we continue in this spacious way, the turn in the instructions is just to listen for the subtle music that we call ease or pleasure. And any thread of it we find, we listen a little closer. Without agenda, also in a caring and heartfelt way. How we practice does matter. I'll close our sitting with the verses praising the triple gem, Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. Iti piso bhagava arahaṁ sammā sambuddho vindra charana sampanno sukhato lokavidu anuttaro purisa dhammasarati santa deva manusanam buddho bhagavati svakato bhagavata dhammo Sanditiko akaliko ehi pasiko upanayiko pachatang veditam bonyu iti supatipanno bhagavato savaka sango ujupatipanno bhagavato savaka sango nyayapatipanno bhagavato savaka sango sammichipatipanno bhagavato savaka sango yadidam chatari purisa yugani yata purisa pugala esa bhagavato savaka sango ahuneyo pahuneyo dakineyo anjali karaniyo anutaram punyaketam loka sati.